Honey, what's up? What are you doing in your bed with your headphones on? Hello? Here, let me... Hey, what are you doing in bed? Just listening to music? I've been calling you for 10 minutes. Lunch is ready. I assumed you were in the office, but... after breakfast, did you just crawl back under the covers? Yeah, just tired. Not feeling like your perky self. Hey, why are you so mopey? I'm starting to get worried. Well, the lights are out for one. I've never seen you like this. Don't want to talk about it. Just want to listen. Wait, hey, what are you? Nope, not okay. What kind of nonsense was that? Don't do that, it's so rude. You know better. What silly old song could be more important than me, dummy? Well, if you insist on continuing to listen, then here, let me listen too. Oh, Daft Punk still, huh? Well, that's okay then. We all gotta stand for Daft Hands. But we never really listened to them that often before the news came out. I mean, sure, a song or two every now and then, but even I've been listening to Discovery on repeat. Something about those samples and vocals, you can really tell they love the music as much as we do. Hey, I know you're sad that you didn't get to see them live. I'm actually really bummed about it too. In a way though, I'm happy for them. They changed a lot of people's lives. They shared their talent and unique sound, and we get to cherish that forever. That's the beauty of music. Well, the beauty of most art, really. It lets us see into artists' minds as they were when they were creating it. Right. It's wonderful. And for musicians with careers like Daft Punk's, we get to see how they grow, what they choose to experiment with, and how they change the music industry in general. That's a very intimate thing for them to share with us, don't you think? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can understand that. I mean, I can understand how you think that some pop artists aren't really creating art now. Well, yeah, I mean, I can't deny that some people came into the algorithm game and choose to create what will sell. But art speaks differently to each of us. It means something different to each of us. Obviously, someone likes that kind of music, so perhaps it's still art to them. Just like this is to us. They did make great music, but hey, there's no telling whether they'll have a reunion at some point. And if that happens, let's get some good tickets and jam out hard. I want to be right up front. I wonder what their equivalent of tossing the guitar pick is. And if they don't do a reunion, we can always have our own mini dance party in the living room, can't we? You know, I really love this song. It means so much to me that we can enjoy the same music, the same art. We can have talks like these, where we can not dissect, but where we can talk about abstract ideas, where we can feed off each other's knowledge and poke at each other's opinions just a tiny bit. It means that we're comfortable with each other, and that's beautiful. As beautiful as art is. Yes, as beautiful as discovery is. And, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything. This. What we have. It's real, and it's beautiful. But what I said about being glad earlier, well, being happy for them, it's become so typical for music and art and, well, creativity in general to be about money. In fact, it's always kind of been like that, but with what's happened with social media and internet, it's really changed the way that art is perceived and what its function is. That's not a bad thing, per se, but for musicians, when touring is a main source of income, it becomes a risky venture during unforeseeable events like the pandemic. I know, who wants to talk about that anymore? But regardless, what I'm saying is I respect them for not attempting any type of gathering to celebrate or have one more time. I know, I'll shut up now. Enough puns. Enough daft puns. Well, what I was saying, I respect how separate they've allowed themselves as artists to be and remain. It's made it so that their art itself is so much more meaningful because that's our connection to them. We don't get their facial expressions, we don't get their tweets every 2 hours. All that stands for them is their music. And that's pretty unique nowadays. And, you know, even though it's over, I'm glad they shared their journey with us. Hey, let's cuddle up on the couch and watch Interstellar. I'll go get lunch, and we can eat while we appreciate what we had. And what we still have. Each other. And beautiful art. Love you, honey.